This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience, and to lay the foundation for a Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi. The External Affairs Minister said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to pluck from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant and expedient.
The third round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The delegation from Singapore was led by the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars, including digitalization, skill development and healthcare. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar thanked them for their commitment to strengthening the India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. He added that synergy between government and industry is the key to unlocking the next phase of India-Singapore ties. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the historic Red Fort in the national capital on Friday. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a vibrant display of patriotism and unity, full dress rehearsals for the upcoming 79th Independence Day celebrations were held today at major venues including Maulana Azad Stadium in Jammu and Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. The Indian Cellular and Electronics Association today launched Semiconductor Leadership Forum, a landmark initiative aimed at steering India's long-term semiconductor strategy across manufacturing, capital goods, talent and innovation. The forum embodies the spirit of economic independence and technological self-reliance essential for securing India's future in a competitive, geopolitically sensitive world. In Maharashtra, the Enforcement Directorate today arrested four persons, including former Vasai Virar City Municipal Corporation Commissioner Anil Pawar, suspended Deputy Director of Town Planning Y.S. Reddy, builder Sitaram Gupta and his nephew Arun Gupta in connection with a money laundering case linked to the illegal construction of 41 buildings on 60 acres of government and private land in Alasopara reserved for public utilities. The accused were taken into custody in Mumbai after joint interrogation and will be produced before the PMLA court tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and coastal Andhra Pradesh tomorrow. It said heavy rainfall also is likely over Uttarakhand during the next 5 days. IMD said that heavy rainfall is likely in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh till Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.